And good afternoon and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce for the start of the Section 7A Individual Wrestling Tournament here as we have teams gathered as far north as the Canadian border as International Falls is here as well. They've brought one kid down here. They are a member of Section 7A. Hello everyone, I'm Rick Grammon. We get things started here tonight. It is a couple of what they call pigtail rounds. Some weight brackets are deeper than others. At some weights, there are as few as four. As others, as many as nine or ten. 160 has just four kids entered. One of them is not from Pierce. Matt Cummett will not wrestle in the individual tournament. Matt battling a bad shoulder. So with the team competition due next Thursday morning against Frazee, they will hold Matt out. Tough decision for a tough kid to make. Also, Pierce is open weights at 195 and 220. The pioneers that are represented here in this tournament. Reese Kapsner is a two seed at 106. At 113, Jake Andres is a three seed. At 120, Brandon Ortman is the number one seed. At 126, Luke Gertz is a five seed. 132, Andrew Tamala is seeded second. At 138, Jalen Jansen is a seven seed. Lane Gertz is a three seed at 145. 152, Colt Nations is the number one seed. Noel Anderson of Aiken and Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsall are seated one and two at 160, where the Pioneers don't have a wrestler. At 170, Brett Kapsner is the number one seed. At 182, Teddy Daler is seated in the three spot. We have our first win of the night, and it's over on mat number three at 106 pounds for Mille Lacs area. I believe that is Bradley Bernou with a pin over Ogilvie's Hunter Anderson. And that would move Bradley Bernou into a match against Reese Kapsner of Pierce in the quarterfinals at 106. Let's take a look at that other 106 opening round matchup. It's Damian Tyson of Royalton Upsala taking on Nate Williams of Crosby Ironton. And they are underway as we will have, as far as the schedule goes here, this opening round first session, preliminaries, then quarterfinal rounds, and then a round of wrestlebacks. That's the schedule. And I would guess that this would be going until about 7 o'clock tonight. And then action resumes again tomorrow at noon. It'll start with individual semifinals, wrestlebacks, two rounds of wrestlebacks, and then the placing matches, and if there are any, true second matches. So one match in the books here early. And it's Bradley Bernou, a seventh grader from Mille Lacs area, which is Onamia Isle combined on the wrestling program. Already a nice crowd here, and it'll probably just get busier. 14 weight classes. Each weight sends two to the XL Energy Center next week. It gets underway Friday. Thursday's action is dedicated to team action, and Pierce will represent Section 7. They will face the number two seed Frazee Hornets at 11 o'clock. And over on the Tyson-Williams match, Tyson has Williams to his back. I believe they're in the second period there, although it says the first. And it's a 7-0 lead for Damian Tyson. The winner of that one gets Brady Long of Deer River. As we look at the guys that are coming back that made it to the XL Energy Center last year and are looking to get back to St. Paul. Last year,
and wrestling on mat two,
at 106 pounds,
from Crosby Ironton, Josh Miner.
You had Caleb Kreider and Andrew Nissen of Black Duck Castlake Bena. And it was Kreider going all the way to the fourth place finish for the Rangers last year. Nissen went 0-1 at the X. Those are the 106-pounders. At 113 last year, Lucas Ripplinger of Black Duck Castlake Bena and Michael Petron of Royalton Uppsala represented the section. Ripplinger went 0-2. Petron was 1-2 down at state. As we look at where they're at here, just trying to find their names here, Ripplinger has moved up to the 126 class, and he's a 2 seed this year. For Michael Petron of Royalton Uppsala is another match, as the Tyson match is at 7-1 going to the third. Tyson looking to be in control here. The 120 representatives last year, one of them graduated, Piers' Brandon Sullivan, who left for the Air Force recently. So good luck to Brandon. And Tyler Bear of Aiken went to state last year at 120. Got a couple of matches in, didn't win one, but was 0-2, got some experience. He's a junior back this year for the Gobblers. That's Tyler Bear. Bear is in that 132-pound class this year. So he moves up two weights. Last year at 126, Chris Ortman finished in fourth place. The graduated senior from the Pioneers was 3-2 at state. Holding forward, Zach Scott returns. Scott also finished on the podium last year. He had a sixth place finish at the XL Energy Center. He won three matches down in St. Paul, going 3-3. One of those losses was to Ortman. Actually, I think two of those losses. They met each other twice, I believe, down at the XL, if I remember right. Scott is the number one seed at 132 this year. At 132 last year, Black Duck Castlake Bena's Kyle Micklick was there, as was graduated senior Brett Nelson of Crosby Ironton. Nelson went 0-1. Micklick of Black Duck went 0-2. Tyson looks like he's going to advance as the final seconds ticking off, and Damian Tyson of Royalton Uppsala with a major win in his match over Nate Williams, an eighth grader from Crosby Ironton High School. 11-1 the final, Tyson over Williams. And let's shift over to the middle mat. Tyson will now get Brady Long of Deer River, another eighth grader at 10-5. Now we go to the middle mat, and we've got Hunter Sumner, a junior from Mille Lacs area, taking on Josh Meinert, an eighth grader from Crosby Ironton. And Meinert's in trouble early here, taken to his back by the junior Sumner, who's 500 on the air, and there's a quick pin for Hunter Sumner. So he gets top seed Jackson Held in the quarterfinals. Hunter Sumner with a pin.
A major decision from Royalton Uppsala, Damian Tyson.
We should have
on deck
a Kyle Miklik, Nathan Porterfield matchup coming up here.
From Nashua, Kewaton, Greenway, Nathan Porterfield. Now wrestling on mat two from Lax, Dane Schultz.
So Miklik is in a pigtail round, and he was a state tournament entrant a year ago for Black Duck. Nathan Porterfield of Nashua, Kewaton, Greenway.
From Lax, Hunter Sumner.
Did I miss the Miklik match? He's next, okay. Now we've got another Mille Lacs and Crosby Ironton match here. Mitchell Eck. Oh, Mitchell Eck, okay. I was looking for somebody named Mitchell Eck. No wonder I couldn't find it. Last year at 138, Nick Borchert of Mille Lacs area finished in sixth place at 138. He went 3-2 down there. Evan Waitala of the Pioneers was 0-1. Borchert is back, and he is the number one seed at 145. Last year at 145, 7A had a state runner-up in Pierce's Colton Eichens. Colton went 3-1, losing to Larry Bomstead of Atwater Cosmos Grove City in the state championship. Eichens is back, ranked number one undefeated in the state at 152, and he's the number one seed there. The other entrant last year at 145 was Aiken's Noah Landris. Landris went 0-2 at state. He is the top seed at 160. At 152, both guys that advanced last year are back this year. Aiken's Jared Novak made it as a sophomore last year, went 2-2 down there. And Royalton Upsala's Brad Kroll was also there.
Now wrestling on mat two from Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina, Kyle Michalik.
Now we get the Kyle Michalik, Nathan Porterfield match. This is a 132-pound pigtail match. So Michalik, a 132-pound state entrant a year ago. He's back at that weight class here, trying to return to St. Paul.
From Mille Lacs, Dane Schultz.
Mille Lacs' Dane Schultz has won by fall to advance. And the Porterfield-Michalik match is underway. That Schultz pin was at the 182-pound match or weight class. So Schultz moves on to face Tony Kierstead of Holdingford in the quarters. The opponent that Schultz pinned from Crosby Ironton, Taylor Eigenier. So last year's 52-pounders, Jared Novak and Brad Kroll, both back. Novak 2-2, Kroll 0-1. They're juniors this year. And Novak is the number two seed behind Nick Borchert of Mille Lacs at 145. So Novak moves down a weight, and that's a little rare to see as they get older. Novak moves down. He was at 152 last year. He's at 145 this year. Wish I could do that. Brad Kroll. Brad is the number two seed at 160. Here's a takedown for Michalik. Michalik up two zip here. Middle of the mat against Porterfield, trying to run a cradle. Far side, tilt him over. Here it comes. Michalek's got him in the cradle out in the middle of the mat. And the pin for Black Duck, Cass Lake Bina's Kyle Michalik. A first period pin. He will advance and face Kyle Dalton of Royalton Uppsala. Couple of Kyles going at it in the quarterfinals. And that should take care of the pigtail rounds here. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll run through the rest of last year's state entrance, see who's back, who's not, and what slots are open as you're listening to Section 7A Individual Wrestling.
We are not going anywhere. Owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Okay, welcome back to Memorial Athletic Center in Piers, the host site for the Section 7A individuals. We have worked our way quickly through the opening round, preliminaries, so to speak, and now we move on to quarterfinals. As the young men begin to take off the warm-ups and get down to business here. Finishing up our thoughts on last year's returning state entrance at 160, Brett Kapsner of Piers and Mitch Lang, who won the 160-pound Class A title last year. Lang has graduated. Kapsner is back. And he is the number one seed at 170 this year. At 170 last year, both guys are gone. Jordan Goble of Piers, David Staples of Black Duck Cast Lake Bena. Staples finished fifth for the Bears. At 182, Holding Ford's Nathan Brinker finished sixth last year. Kyle Lang of Royalton Uppsala also made it to state. They're both back and highly ranked. Lang is the one seed at 182. Brinker is the one seed at 195. Riley Schmoody of Piers and Tanner Templin of Black Duck Cast Lake Bena represented Section 7 at 195 last year. Schmoody has graduated, and Templin is a junior. He's back. as wrestling action in the middle mat getting underway. And this is holding forward in action. As we take a look, this should be Alex Lang of holding forward in action against Luke Polarski of Aiken. That's in the middle mat. These are the 106 pounders. Over to the right on mat number three. I believe that is that Brady Long of Deer River and Damian Tyson of Royalton Upsala. No, that's Jacob Moe. Okay, that's Jacob Moe and Neith. Oh, that's 13. Okay.
You hear that?
And we've got a pin over on mat one.
In the hole from holding forward, Jamie Kenner.
Here's Lang driving forward.
Lucas Ripplinger on deck.
Lang up two zip here.
Brandon Ortman from Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina, Logan Dogmeyer.
Three mats on the floor here.
On mat one from holding forward, James Welly.
And right now, just riding here on the hip is Lang.
The winner.
Lang's the three seed.
On his ball from Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina, Andrew Nissen.
Andrew Nissen of Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina with a pin over Jacob Moe of Nashwauk, Keewatin Greenway. So Nissen is the semifinalist. And time runs out on the middle between Lang and Polarski. Coming up, we should have Reese Kapsner's match against Bradley Bernou of Mille Lacs area. Right now, Lang going at it against Polarski. Polarski has his legs across the back of Lang over on the far edge, cross face in, a minute 35 to go in the second, and they go off the mat. Lang on the restart in the down position. He's up 4-0 on Polarski. Over on mat one, holding forwards James Welly against fourth seed Bradley Ryan of Ogilvy. And looks like Ryan has Welly in some trouble over there. Near fall points. Got him kind of stacked up. Number one seed, Jace Geving, over on mat number three against Jason Staley of Crosby Ironton. He's up 12-0. He's a freshman at 32-4 is Geving.
Number one.
All right, we got a
holding
final.
In the hole from holding
it's a win for Bradley Ryan over holding forwards James Welly.
Holding forward, Jamie Kidder. From Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina, Lucas Ripplinger.
All right, so let's focus on mat number one.
From Piers.
At 120 pounds. Number one seed, Brandon Ortman of Piers against eighth seeded Logan Dobmeyer of Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina.
So on mat three,
Ortman, a sophomore, and Dobmeyer, an eighth grader. And here we go with the Ortman-Dobmeyer match on mat one.
On mat
and a quick
three,
takedown for Ortman. He'll score to go up two zip early.
From Deer River, Spencer Tibbetts.
Ortman will cut him loose.
Check. From Royalton Upsala, Lyle Zimmerman. From Deer River, Jamal Baird.
And Ortman, quick takedown once again. A quick 4-1 lead for top-seeded Brandon Ortman. Ortman, 30 seconds in to his opening match here at 120 pounds. Dobmeier is an eighth grader with a 5-11 record. Ortman trying to turn him now. Just over a minute remaining here. He's got the legs thrown in the crossface here. Ortman, very good. Here comes the turn as Dobmeier, with 55 seconds, trying to straighten himself back to the mat. And Ortman now, as Dobmeier gets back to his knees. Ortman, the first Pioneer wrestler out there. And he's looking, it looks like a far side cradle try. Here it comes. Ortman with a cradle on Dobmeier. Kind of shielded by the Black Duck coaches over there, but the three near fall awarded, and then he cut him loose. So it'll be, looks like a blood time stoppage coming here. Referee signals blood time for Dobmeier. seconds left. It's a 7-2 lead for Ortman. So they'll clean up Dobmeier, and that was a short break. He's back out to the mat. And now the takedown for Ortman again, and he takes him to his back for more near fall. 5 seconds left, and Ortman will have a big lead. It'll go to a second period, though, as two near fall makes it 11-2 after a period.
The winner on mat three on a fall from Aiken, Silas Berg.
Silas Berg of Aiken pins Jeremy Jeska to move to the semis.
Matthew Warren. Piers, Andrew Tamala.
Berg will get the Jake Andries, Aaron Charbonneau winner.
From Deer River, Spencer Tibbetts.
Ortman still working. Now he's going to cut him loose. 13-3.
From Deer River, Jamal Baird.
13-3. Ortman up in his match. This is 120. Brandon is the number one seed here. Move down in weight. I see Jake Andries coming out now. He'll be up next at 113. He's the final spot left to fill in that 113 semifinal.
From Nashua, Keewatin Greenway, Justin Bruce.
Ortman up 15-3 with a minute remaining.
From Aiken.
There's another little roll attempt by Ortman. And he's going to tilt him for a count here.
From Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina, Aaron Charbonneau.
So Ortman will pick up near fall here with 45 seconds left. Three, and there's the tech fall win for Brandon Ortman, 18-3. So Ortman into the semis with a tech fall win, 18-3. Then let's go now to the middle mat where Jake Andries comes out.
On mat one, in the hole.
And the opponent for Jake is Aaron Charbonneau of Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina.
On deck from holding four.
Couple of eighth graders.
From Lax, Austin Stark.
Jake is 24-11. Charbonneau is 3-7.
From Black Duck, Cash Lake, Bina, Lucas Ripplinger.
The winner gets Silas Berg of Aiken, and it's a takedown for Andries.
Here's Brandon Ortman.
So a quick 2-0 lead for Jake Andres, 30 seconds in. And they're out of bounds on the far side here at the Memorial Athletic Center. We'll run through this round of action, and then tomorrow it will pick it up again tomorrow at noon. Here is a tilt try by Andres. Did he get enough of a count? No, he did not. Now he rolls him, and this will start a count in the middle of the mat. Aaron Charbonneau got tilted for a three count, and that'll put Jake Andres ahead 5-0 with 50 seconds left in the period. Still with that tilt locked in. Now he's trying to reach underneath. Throws that forehead into the rib cage of Charbonneau. Tilts him. Now this could get tight on the edge of the mat there. Referee down to count. Jake elevating the leg of Charbonneau. And referee down and looking. There's 22 seconds left here. Is there enough room? Is there enough time for Andres? Referee switches over to the front view. 12 seconds left. Andres. And there's the pin for Jake Andres. It'll be Jake Andres against Silas Berg of Aiken in the semis.
In the hole from Mille Lacs, Kim Kent.
So Ortman and Andres with wins.
On deck from Aiken, Jack Bratton.
As the next round of wrestlers file to the scoring tables. As we are underway in quarterfinal action here. We'll be back with more from Piers as the Section 7A individual tournament is underway.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve, try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
Back at the Memorial Athletic Center, we take a look at 120 pounds, Matt 3. We've got Jamal Baird of Deer River, the number 2 seed, facing Royalton Upsala's Lyle Zimmerman. Baird, a freshman with a 31-3 record as they make the trek north, and a lot of Deer River folks are here. This is the quarterfinal round. The winner of the Baird-Zimmerman match gets Ryan Scraw of Holdingford. Right now, as expected, number two seed Jamal Baird with a 9-2 lead late in his match. They're in the third period over there. And they got a stall warning underneath, it looked like, on Lyle Zimmerman. In this weight class, Brandon Ortman has a win by Tech Fall over Logan Dobmeyer of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. Baird is the two seed. If the seeds play out, those two would meet in the finals, Ortman and Baird. Final 7 seconds here for Jamal Baird of Deer River. And it looks like he is going to, he pinned him with less than a second left. 0.3 seconds. Baird up late as can be, pinned.
In the hole from Aiken,
so
Nordine.
Jamal Baird of Deer River will get Ryan Scraw of Holdingford in the semifinals.
Matthew Warren appears, Andrew Tamala.
And let's see, in the middle, we've got a Crosby-Ironton-Aiken matchup.
From Deer River, Spencer Tibbetts.
As public address announcer Brian Faust keeping everybody on their toes about what's coming up and where to look. Three mats on the floor here at the MAC.
The winner on mat three, on a fall from Deer River, Jamal.
On mat three, we've got Luke Gertz coming up. This is a 126-pound match. Luke against senior Spencer Tibbetts of Deer River. Tibbetts 19-17, Gertz 17-16. This should be a pretty good match. They shake hands and they're underway over on mat number three.
We have fish sandwiches available in the concession stand.
And here's a scramble right off the bat. Gertz coming around. Luke will work his way into a neutral spot yet. No takedown yet, says the referee. Tibbetts and Gertz, and now Tibbetts coming around. Tibbetts with a takedown. So Tibbetts gets the takedown on a long scramble.
Tim Kent.
So he's up 2-0.
Aaron Valeska. And now wrestling.
And now he's got Luke Gertz with his right arm secured in the middle of the mat.
Justin Bruce.
1:15 to go. Gertz now on his knees, reaching back for that leg, trying to hook up a Granby. Here is Luke. Now he gets to face his opponent, Spencer Tibbetts of Deer River. Still, Tibbetts trying to keep control of Gertz.
The winner on map two on a fall from Crosby Ayrton, Kevin Blazek.
Here's Gertz driving forward, and off the mat they go. Tibbetts and Blazek, or I should say Tibbetts and Gertz.
On that one, on a decision from Holdingford, Jamie Kenner.
Gertz on a restart will start in the down one position.
In the hole from Nashua.
Trying to sit out, Luke Gertz.
Matt Jessica from Royalton Upsala, Randall Fernelius. On deck.
Gertz to his knees.
Tyler Bear from Deer River. Tyler Gunderson.
Still 2-0 for Tibbetts. He won a scramble early in the first, and now we're late in the first. He's got Luke broken down on the far edge of the mat. Luke hasn't been able to get that Granby locked up, but he's tried it. 7 seconds left for Gertz. He's broken down by Tibbetts, and it looks like it'll be a 2-0 lead for Deer River. Spencer Tibbetts after one. And the flip, and it's Luke's choice. He wants to defer, and Tibbetts chooses down. Tibbetts will be down here. Referee instructs Luke to get on board and blows the whistle. Quick set-out try by Tibbetts. A roll tie, and Luke prevents that. Here comes Tibbetts. Boy, he's just a ball of energy. Twisting and turning underneath Luke Gertz. Luke, though, still with that waist ride in deep on Tibbetts. Now Tibbetts turning into Luke. Luke, though, preventing. Still with those legs. Now he's getting a little bit more in control behind Tibbetts. Tibbetts, though, with a 2-0 lead, 30 seconds into the second period. Luke getting a little high up top on Tibbetts. Tibbetts sits. Luke drives forward with that shoulder. Still in control, haven't given up any escapes. Tibbetts circling. Tibbetts facing.
In the hole.
Tibbetts coming around. He's going to reverse him. It's a reversal for Tibbetts, and he's up 4-0 on Luke Gertz.
From Nashua, Greenway.
Now Luke to his feet. 1 minute left in the second period. Gertz to his knees. Across his back is Spencer Tibbetts of Deer River.
The winner on Matt
45 seconds left.
From Holdingford, Zach Scott.
Zach Scott of Holdingford has moved on as expected with a pin. He's the number one seed there. And Gertz and Tibbetts go off the mat. Gertz starting in the down position here. 30 seconds left. He's down 4-0 to Deer River, Spencer Tibbetts. Of course, that Gramby would change all that if he could reverse him and take him to his back. He's very good. He's looking for it, but Tibbetts really defends it well. These are the 126-pounders. Brandon Ortman with a tech fall. Now Gertz to his back. In trouble, Tibbetts on top of Luke. 2 seconds left. He won't stick him, but he's going to get more near fall. And that takes that 5-point move out of the equation now for Luke. He's down 7-0 after two. Now he's going to have to make something happen. So Tibbetts up. He's got choice. He wants to go on his feet here with Gertz. The top seed here at 126 is Royalton Upsala's Jackson Held. Lucas Ripplinger of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena is the 2 seed. In on a single leg is Tibbetts, lifting Gertz, and no takedown yet. Gertz, though, scrambling, pushing down on the head. Tibbetts gives up on the leg, and they re-engage now. Down on the mat, both men on their knees, and now Tibbetts will get the takedown. 9-0 for Spencer Tibbetts of Deer River, starting to open it up on Luke Gertz of the Pioneers. 1:12 left in the third for Tibbetts and Gertz. Luke reaches for a leg. He's on his knees facing Tibbetts, but he's going to have to make something magical happen here. We're under a minute left. And it's a 9-0 lead for Deer River's Spencer Tibbetts. Extending that left leg out from Gertz, and get a stalemate with 48 seconds remaining. Luke will restart in the down position. And Tibbetts starts on the left hip side. Luke tries to roll, reaches immediately back for that leg. Luke's best chance now is to get that Gramby locked up, turn him, and get him in a headlock and try and stick him, because he's running out of time. But Tibbetts will have nothing to do with that. He now has Luke down on the mat, belly to the mat, 27 seconds remaining. He's got a good half Nelson in.
In the hole, from Royalton Upsala, Joel Zimmerman.
And 13 seconds left. And it looks like Spencer Tibbetts will advance.
from Black Duck Castlet Bina, Ian Frenzo.
The final on mat three.
On mat two.
Spencer Tibbetts over Luke Gertz, 9-0. 9-0 win for Spencer Tibbetts. He improves to 20-17 on the year. With that win, Luke falls to 17-17.
From Nashua, Keewatin Greenway, Justin Bruce.
Coming up, we haven't seen Reese Kapsner yet at 103. As they continue to run guys in and off the mats here.
On mat three, in the hole. From Nashua, Keewatin Greenway, Cole.
And here comes Andrew Tamala at 132 on mat three.
On deck,
Tamala is the number two seed. And his opponent from Ogilvy is Matthew Warren.
From Ogilvy, Matthew Warren.
Warren and Tamala. Warren is a freshman, a record of 13-12. Tamala, a sophomore, 16-13, and we're underway. And immediately they hook up. Andrew reaches for an opposite leg, doesn't get it. A little bit taller is Warren. Now there's a good double shot there by Tamala, and he's got two. Quick takedown for Tamala on Warren. 20 seconds in. Tamala working that right half. He runs it around, switches to a headlock. Tamala with a good tight headlock in the middle of the mat on Warren of Ogilvy. Referee down and counting. And now Warren rolling and switching. Three near fall for Tamala, but a reversal for Warren. And it's 5-2, and now it's Warren that's riding. I guess it wasn't as tight as I thought. Tamala now underneath Warren. A minute seven. A lot of action in the first minute here between Tamala and Warren. Tamala now switches, and he comes around again running that power half. He tilts him over. Warren again to his back for a three count. Now can Andrew sit down on top of this one? Tamala nearing a fall here with 40 seconds left. It's going to be 10-2 at least for Tamala. And he horses him back in. Warren now on his right side. 27 seconds and they're out of bounds. So the three near fall now awarded. And it's 10-2 for Tamala. And they are sent back to the middle. Warren will be down. Tamala riding on the left side. And the whistle. Clean start. Tamala chops at the elbow, breaks him down. 22 seconds. Goes right after that half again. And got a one count. Now a restart on the count. Tamala has gone right after that left power half. And he's turned him now three times. And now Warren escapes. But he doesn't switch. He's going to get one, I believe. No, they say Tamala never lost control. Well, I thought he would have gotten one out of that. But it's 13-2 after one period. This is the number two seed from Piers. Andrew Tamala, the number one seed. Zach Scott already with a pin to get to the semifinals. Tamala starts the second period in the down position. Referee just wants to come over. He checks with official scorer Nick Lochner and official timekeeper Brett Brousen working table three. Make sure the score is right. It's 12-2 now. So they took a point away. Quick sit out try by Tamala. Warren blocking that. Now Andrew to his feet, snapped back down by Warren, wearing a black and orange gradient singlet. Big pin over there on mat one for Deer River.
On mat one, in the hole, from Aiken.
I believe that's
from holding four.
That was Tyler Gunderson, I believe, knocking off Tyler Bear. That's an upset.
From Black Duck Cast Lake Bina, Mason Preston. And now wrestling on mat one.
I think the number three seed just got pinned over on mat one.
Randall Fernelius.
From Aiken, Tyler Bear. And Tamala, speaking of pins, Tamala has just finished off Matt Warren.
Tyler Bear.
Nope. So Tamala with a pin over Warren to advance. And Andrew into the semis. Let's take a look around and see what we've got coming up here.
On mat three,
we've got Royalton and Nashwauk Keewatin going at it.
Cashlick Bina, Mason Frenzel. On deck from Nashwauk Keewatin Greenway.
We should have a Jalen Jansen match pretty soon.
Ty Held. Now wrestling on mat three. From Aiken, Dan Nordine.
Lane Gertz is coming up.
Bob Olson.
I believe we've got Ty Held and Cole Platt going at it.
From Piers, Andrew Tamala.
Over on mat one. That should be a pretty evenly matched meet between Platt and Held. They're both well, Platt 19 wins, Held 18 wins. I wish I knew more of these kids by just their looks. It would help. But you can't know them all. So Tamala with a pin. Brandon Ortman has won by tech fall. Luke Gertz has lost by a major. Jake Andres has won by a pin at 113. And in the middle, we've got a holding forward matchup with Mille Lacs area. I believe this is Ketter and Ripplinger going at it. This would be Jamie Ketter of Holding Ford, Lucas Ripplinger of Black Duck Cast Lake Bina on mat number two. Right now it's 8-3 in favor. Well, I don't know if that's correct. Nope, that's Maleska. Aaron Maleska with a win.
106 pounds.
Maleska just defeated Tim Kent of Mille Lacs. We heard Reese's name announced.
From Royalton Upsala.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have some more Pioneers out of the mat very shortly. As we are making our way into the middle weights here at Piers, it's the Section 7A individuals.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
All right, we're at 138 pounds, and we've got Jalen Jansen of Piers against Ian Frenzel of Black Duck Cast Lake Bina. Frenzel's the two seed, but a quick takedown for Jansen. And now he's trying to cradle him up here. So Jansen scoring early here on Frenzel.
Three. at 126 pounds in the hole.
And they're out of bounds.
Jackson Hill. From relax, Hunter Sumner.
Go Jackson!
On deck.
So it'll be Ian Frenzel, an eighth grader with a record of 12-16 against Jalen Jansen, a freshman with a record of 15-19.
From Rotten Upsala, Ty Hill.
Jansen attacking the legs again. He's in deep on Frenzel, driving forward, and he got a one count.
On a fall from Aiken, Dan Nordine.
Dan Nordine of Aiken just announced as a winner by fall. So they're out of bounds. 2-0 lead for Jalen Jansen. Sit out try by Black Duck, Ian Frenzel. Jansen running a half around, trying to stack him up right in front of the scorer's table. Getting a little high, though. Now he tilts him back, and now Frenzel switches over the back, reverses him. So it'll be 4-2 Jansen. He got the two near fall, but then Frenzel came over the back as Jalen got a little high. Lost the leverage. So it's 4-2 for Jalen Jansen late in the first. Now Jansen down underneath of Frenzel. Reese Kapsner should be on deck here pretty soon. I heard the name. I didn't hear what mat he's assigned to. And time is out on the period for Jansen and Frenzel. Jalen's up 4-2. Frenzel defers to Jansen. Jalen chooses down. Referee instructs Frenzel to get on. He does, left hip side. There's a roll by Jalen. Frenzel almost caught him right to his back, but Jalen rolls through. Now Frenzel pulling that right arm of Jalen back across. Got some Royalton fans, Royalton Upsala fans right behind me. Restart coming for Jansen. 4-2, Jansen tries to sit. He gets to a seated position. Jansen still sitting. Now broken down by Frenzel. Frenzel controlling the right wrist, brings it behind Jalen's back, trying to tilt him over. Jalen, though, gets his chest back down to the mat. 4-2 lead, Jalen Jansen. Right now, Frenzel has been doing a lot of the riding here after Jalen got up 4-0 and then got reversed, and now Jalen rolling through a near cheap tilt try by Frenzel. Frenzel's the number two seed, and he's starting to wrestle it like it now. Yeah. 45 seconds left. Frenzel has not been able to turn Jalen, though. Now Jalen up to his feet, and they stop it for potentially dangerous. No escape yet.
Chris Jackson.
4-2 for Jansen.
Taylor Nitz. And now wrestling on mat one. From Piers, Lane Gertz.
Randall Fernelius is a winner. And he will face the winner of the one we're watching right now, Jansen and Frenzel.
A fall from Royalton Upsala, Randall Fernelius.
Randall Fernelius by a pin into the semis at 138. And he gets the winner of this Jansen-Frenzel match. 5 seconds left as Jalen trying to switch here. He's laying across the back. Can't get it done, though. Ran out of time.
From Ogilvie, Gage Peterson.
We look over, and there's Lane Gertz in action at 145. And he's quickly in against Mason Preston of Black Duck Cast Lake Bena.
And now wrestling on mat three. From Crosby Arrington,
Lane Gertz.
From Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina, Mason Frenzel.
Blood time for Jansen, so let's focus on Gertz's match. He's up 2-0 on Preston.
From Royalton, Uppsala, Ty Hill.
Lane is the number 3 seed, and looks like Preston's got blood time. So both Piers matches right now have blood time. Jansen being attended to by head coach Mark Jensen and assistant Jesse Zajac, while the Black Duck Cass Lake Bina coaches will take a look at sophomore Mason Preston. Now we're ready to resume the Jalen Jansen match. Jalen's up 4-2, ready to start the second period. Second seed, Frenzel from Black Duck, Ian Frenzel. A takedown and 2 near fall for Jansen, a reversal for Frenzel. And we're underway on a clean start. In on the legs is Jansen, driving forward, hooks that right leg of Frenzel. Frenzel being tipped here by Jalen. Jalen's got him stacked up. Jalen pins the number 2 seed. Jalen Jansen with a pin into the semis, and he'll get Royalton's Rendell Cornelius.
132 pounds from Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina.
A nice win for Jalen Jansen. And now let's go back to mat number 1.
6 pounds from Lax, Bradley Bernou.
So Jalen caught him here early in the second.
And now wrestling on mat 2.
And he got himself a pin.
Joel Zimmerman.
Yeah,
and from Lax, Chris Colgrave.
Gertz ready to resume his action against Mason Preston of Black Duck. And they're underway. 2-0 lead. Gertz has the legs thrown in on sophomore Mason Preston, who is 13-16 on the year. Lane, a nice 26-12 record. He's got the Turk in. Reese Kapsner will be up very shortly.
On mat 3, in the hole.
As Luke, or I should say Lane, trying to run at half around here on Preston. Mason Preston torquing his upper body, trying to stay off his back. This is the quarterfinal round. Now Preston gets to a seated position. And standing now. Now he turns into Lane, trying to switch on Gertz. 28 seconds left. Neutral, says the referee. If Preston hooks that ankle, he'll get a reversal out of this. He should have one on the escape. Lane still hugging on to the leg of Preston with 12 seconds. They do give the escape. So 2-1, Gertz over Preston. A pair of sophomores. Neutral start, both wrestlers on their feet. Final 8 seconds, Gertz in, trying to snap around for a takedown late. Preston holding on to the leg to prevent, and there's the takedown for Gertz. Gertz gets the takedown right at the end of the period. So Lane is up 4-1. 4-1 lead to start the second period for Pierce's Lane Gertz. The number 3 seed. The winner gets second seeded Jared Novak of Aitken. And now Preston has his second blood time stoppage. There are a couple of Royalton Mille Lacs matchups going on right now on the second and third mats. As Gertz talks with Russ Holland and Corey Egan, assistant coaches on the Pioneer staff.
Come on, Jackson!
At this weight, this is one of the tougher weights in the section right here at 145. You've got Nick Borchert, Jared Novak, Lane Gertz, Ty Held is there, and I think... The Held Platt winner gets Nick Borchert. The Gertz Preston winner gets Jared Novak. And here's a reversal here for Gertz on a Granby. And he's got Preston for back points. Now he's reaching back for the head. Now hooks the arm. Minute 45 now, still reaching for the head, swatted away by Mason Preston. 6-1 now for Gertz as he reversed him with a Gramby. Now he goes to the headlock, switches it over, grabs that arm, bars it back, looking to tilt Preston here. Lane Gertz with a minute 25. Referee down to take a look. Gertz reaches, pulls that arm in. Trying to square those shoulders up and get a fall here in the second period. He's got Preston's lower half across his back. Shoulders, though, to the mat. Can he tighten it up here? A minute to go for Lane Gertz to get a rematch with Jared Novak. Gertz still pressing down. 50 seconds left. Lane Gertz is going to get at least a 9-1 lead here if he doesn't finish off this pin with 37 seconds left. Gertz still hasn't been able to finish yet. Preston's done a nice job staying off his back. 22 seconds. Gertz now throws his leg across the belly of Preston. Switches. Now he's going to tighten this up. Does he have time? 10 seconds. He's got the right arm of Preston secured, and there's the pin with 4 seconds. It took a while, but he got it done. Gertz with a pin, and he'll get Jared Novak in the semis.
In the hole. From International Falls, Nick Petke.
And
Luke Thompson.
We just heard the announcement that International Falls' only kid they sent down is on deck.
From Deer River.
So Lane Gertz with a pin over Mason Preston of Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bena.
From Holyford, Taylor.
So the Pioneers, so far, they've won all but one.
The winner on mat one, on a fall from Piers, Lane Gertz.
Where's reset? Looking around. Reese is probably going to be over on mat number three. And there's a pin over there on Royalton's match. On mat number three.
On mat three, in the hole, from Piers, Teddy Naylor.
Teddy Naylor gets announced. He's coming up.
On deck, from Black Duck Castle.
Here comes Brett Kapsner, snapping on the headgear.
Now wrestling on mat three. From Piers, Brett Kapsner,
the number one seed.
Peterson.
His opponent from Ogilvy, Gage Peterson. Pair of sophomores.
Jackson Hill.
Peterson 13-17. Kapsner, ranked fourth, is 25-3. Brett dropped a spot in the rankings, which came out today. He would have been ranked third. He's now number four. And they're underway. Number one seed, Brett Kapsner, against Gage Peterson of Ogilvy. They're locking up. Now they separate. Brett comes in, shoots, elevates. Turns into his opponent, and no takedown now. He's got the takedown, too, and he drives him forward to the mat. 2-0 lead early, Brett Kapsner. Kapsner drives him off the mat. This is Gage Peterson of the Ogilvy Lions.
On mat two,
so they will restart.
In the hole, from Royal Peninsula, Carson Halls.
Here comes Reese Kapsner.
And Jonah Perrine.
We'll finally see our 103-pounder out there. He is
Kyle Michalik from Royalton Upsala. Kyle Dalton,
the number two seed And the reason why that they had to wait so long for Reese is because you got to have so much time between matches. And his opponent from Mille Lacs, Bradley Bernou, is one of those pigtail matches we had early. So he had to wait.
Chris Colgrave.
Caps are still up 2-0. Reese is the number 2 seed. He is ranked 10th in the state, facing Bradley Bernou, who is now 9-11. He defeated Hunter Anderson of Ogilvy in a pigtail match earlier this afternoon. Kapsner has his man to his back with 30 seconds left. Trying to tighten up a pin is Brett Kapsner, and he does. Kapsner with a fall. And now Reese Kapsner. Brothers going at it on the mats. Brett got his job done, and now younger brother Brett in the middle shoots in, and he's in on the Bernou single. Drives, elevates, and gets the two. Takedown.
In the hole. From Royalton Upsala.
And right to his back.
From Nashwauk, Keewatin Greenway, Miles Wolstein.
So Kapsner, now this is Reese Kapsner.
On deck from Piers, Teddy Naylor. From Aiken, Kenny Hess.
Kapsner with a 2-0 lead against Mille Lacs area's Bradley Bernou.
From Holdingford, Nolan Crocaw.
Still controlling the legs is Kapsner down in front of us. 1:15 to go.
Brett Kapsner.
Kapsner with a half Nelson in on the left side, jumping from side to side, settles in on the right side. Cranking it over, he's got him tilted, and Reese will try and finish things off.
On that one.
As he's got Bernou.
Relax. Dane Schultz.
Throws across the legs across the chest. 47 seconds left. Reese Kapsner.
International Falls. Nick Hedke.
Trying to move into the semis.
Thompson. And now wrestling. On mat one.
Reese with 33 seconds, still controlling here on Bernou. Referee looking. Brett Kapsner just got a pin, and now Reese has a pin.
From Aiken, Chris Jackson.
Reese Kapsner with a pin to put him into the semis. And that was late in the first period for
in the hole. From Ogilvy,
the eighth grader, Reese Kapsner.
From Black Duck Castle.
Let's see, we've got. So Kapsner, Reese is in the semis at 106. Jake Andries in the semis at 113.
Jonah Perrine.
Brandon Ortman in the semis at 120.
From Black Duck Castle, Bina.
Luke Gertz got beat 9-0 in the quarters at 126 by Spencer Tibbetts of Deer River. Andrew Tamala with a pin. So he's in the semis at 132.
Here's Reese Kapsner.
Jalen Jansen with a pin to advance to the semis at 138. Lane Gertz with a pin. He's in the semis at 145. We've not seen top seed Colton Eichens yet. He will get Chris Colgraf of Mille Lacs. I thought I heard him say, Brian Faust say that Colgraf defeated Joel Zimmerman of Royalton Upsala. Colgraf is the 4 seed from Mille Lacs area. So Eichens will get Colgraf in the semis. Piers does not have an entrant at 160. No Matt Kummet in the individual tournament, nursing an injured shoulder. At 170, Brett Kapsner is in the semis. He pinned Gage Peterson of Ogilvy. Piers does not have a 182-pounder. They do not have a 195-pounder. Only 4 195-pound wrestlers in the class. Nathan Brinker of Holdingford is the 1 seed. He'll get Nathan Garner of Nashwauk, Keewatin, Greenway in a semi. And the 2 seed is Aikens, Alan Bast, against Black Duck Castlake Bena's Hunter Wilkowski. At 220, the Pioneers are open there. And at heavyweight, Austin Gall will wrestle at heavyweight in the individual tournament. And it's a full eight-wrestler bracket at heavyweight. Austin is the number two seed. His opponent from Black Duck Castlake Bena will be freshman Chase Johnson. Clint Gottich of Royalton Upsala is the number one seeded heavyweight. As we look at the state rankings that were just released today, Clint Gottich not ranked, but he's the number one seed. What's that? Some of them get a bye. Colton hasn't gone yet. He's got to wait. He'll get Colgraf, who just wrestled, so he's got to wait. Yes. Yeah, that'll be a, yeah. We won't see Colton tonight. Yeah, he'll wrestle in the semis tomorrow. So, we do have a round of wrestlebacks to come yet. So, really, as I look at the brackets here, the only Pioneer still to wrestle yet tonight should be Austin Gall, I believe, at the heavyweight quarterfinals. Well, no, wait. We should have Luke Gertz in a wrestle background. So Luke Gertz and Austin Gall still to come for Pioneer wrestlers tonight. Luke got beaten 9-0. Gall is the two seed and has yet to wrestle. So more action from the Section 7A Wrestling Tournament in Piers coming up.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
All right, welcome back to the MAC. And how could I forget that we haven't seen Teddy Daler yet? One of the heroes of Friday night's team win, and Daler's in action at 182. His opponent is from Aiken, just like it was Friday night, only it's a different red and black Aiken Gobbler. This is Kenny Hess.
In the hole. From
Hess is a sophomore with only a 5-3 record. Kenny's, and it's a takedown for Hess. He caught Daler in a shuck move. And Teddy falls behind 2-0. Teddy Daler is the 3 seed, a record of 22-13.
Nick Hetke.
So,
Luke Thompson.
Kenny Hess with the early takedown on Daler. They're on mat 3.
The winner on mat 1 on a decision from Deer River, Brady Long.
Now Teddy coming around, he will switch and get 2. Folks, over on mat 1, the kid that made the longest trip today from International Falls on the Canadian border, Nick Hetke out there in purple. His opponent is Luke Thompson of Mille Lacs. Daler up, are tied now 2-2. And Teddy with a turn here. He's going to get some back points on Hess. 33 seconds left. Teddy trying to tighten this up here. And Hess got back to his base. 20 seconds left. 3 near fall for Daler gives him the 5-2 lead late in the period. Daler wrestled 195 Friday night in Royalton. He's down to 182 here. Now he's got a good cross face in. More near fall.
In the hole from Aiken, Michael Ross.
And the period ends.
Matt Messman.
And it's 8-2 for Teddy Daler.
Peterson from Black Duck Cass Lake.
We're starting to get into the big weights now.
And now wrestling on mat 2.
Daler up 8-2
Carson Hall
over Kenny Hess of Aiken.
Jordan Perrine.
A quick takedown here by Hess in the first period.
On mat 2 on a tech fall.
And that's kind of woken up Teddy a little bit, who dinged up his ankle last Friday. But he hasn't shown a limp here. Shot in by Hess, blocked by Teddy Daler. And Daler trying to cradle here, gets 2. Teddy Daler at 182. Pioneers are open at 95-220. And then Gall will go at heavyweight. Teddy got a pretty tight cradle on, trying to pin, and he does. Teddy Daler with the pin in the second over Kenny Hess of Aiken.
Mat 3 in the hole from Ogilvy.
So Daler into the semis.
Deer River,
and
Rabbit.
He will likely get, I believe, Cooper Jedlicka of Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. I believe he has already beaten Dalton Peterson of Ogilvy. So Daler with a pin into the semis. Greeted over there by Russ Holland and Jesse Zajac. Here's Kyle Lang, the number 1 seed at 182.
On a fall from Pierce.
So let's watch Kyle Lang, number 1 seed against Miles Walsdorf of Nashwauk Keewatin Greenway. Lang is 14-0. Younger brother of last year's state champion Mitch Lang. And Lang, a quick takedown and cuts him loose. This is the 182. Kyle is ranked number 6 in the state. On the other half of the bracket is 7th ranked Cooper Jedlicka of Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. We could have a showdown here. This is a pretty good weight class here of 182 as Lang has Walsdorf right to his back. And Lang with a pin. Kyle Lang of Royalton Uppsala with a fall.
Black Duck Castling Bina.
And he moves on.
From Piers, Austin Gall.
And we should have Austin Gall coming up now pretty soon. We've got Austin to come. We've got a wrestle back for Luke Gertz to come.
And now wrestling on Matt.
As we are moving into the semifinal bracketing, that'll start tomorrow at noon. That's when action resumes. So after this round of quarterfinals take place,
on a fall from the Lacs, Luke Thompson.
Over on mat three, this should be Tanner Templin, the one seed, against Andrew Grippentrog of Crosby Ironton.
From Ogilvy, Shane Carlson.
So Tanner Templin, the number one seed at 220.
On mat three, from Black Duck Castle.
He is ranked number four in the state.
From Crosby Ironton, Andrew Grippentrog.
This shouldn't take long.
The winner on mat three.
Grippentrog is 5-32.
Kyle Lang.
Templin is 26-3. Oh, Templin, he is built. He is a barrel-chested young man. The long and lanky Grippentrog shakes his hand, and they go at it. Fourth-ranked Templin driving forward on Grippentrog of the Rangers of Crosby Ironton, and there's a takedown for Templin. Over on mat one, holding forwards, heavyweight, Matt Messman going at it. Matt is facing, no, that's not Messman. As Templin has a half in, switches it over, tilts him. Templin's going to lock this one up and pins him in 38 seconds. A pin for fourth-ranked number one seed Tanner Templin of Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. He's a semifinalist. Templin went to state last year at 195, went 1-2, so he won a match down at the XL last year. He's going to look to get back.
Now wrestling on mat three from Ogilvy, Shane Carlson.
We got a pin right in the middle.
Jared Rabin.
That's an Aiken pin over Royalton Uppsala. There's Cooper Jedlicka getting ready to go.
The winner on mat three on a fall.
Jedlicka gets Dalton Peterson. Dalton Peterson of Ogilvy.
Mat two on deck from Aiken. Michael Roth from Holding Four. Matt Messman.
So let's watch Jedlicka go at it.
From Ogilvy, Dalton Peterson. And from Black Duck Cass Lake Bina, Cooper Jedlicka.
Cooper Jedlicka, Black Duck Cass Lake Bina, ranked number seven.
On a fall from Aiken, Jonah Perrine.
This is Teddy Daler's weight class. Jonah Perrine of Aiken picked up a pin. And the Jedlicka match underway, and he elevates quickly in on a single leg. Aiken's Perrine is the number two seed. He just pinned Carson Hulls of Royalton Uppsala. And Jedlicka with a good tight headlock over there. And he's going to try and stick him early. Cooper Jedlicka trying to finish off his opponent.
We are going to move one match over to mat three. On deck,
Jedlicka. And there's the pin. That took 39 seconds.
Austin Gall over to mat three.
So we know that it'll be Teddy Daler against Cooper Jedlicka in the semifinals.
Now wrestling on mat two from Aiken, Michael Roth.
I heard that they just moved the match for Austin Gall. Austin has been moved to mat number three. Let's take a look now. Here is a heavyweight match coming up. Holding forwards, Matt Messman. And his opponent, Michael Roth of Aiken. Also in heavyweight going at it right now is Jared Rabbit and Shane Ogilvy. Rabbit from Deer River, Carlson from Ogilvy. And right now it's Rabbit with a good headlock and a almost a pin as the time ran out. Now Messman shaking hands with Roth.
From Ralton Upsala, Clint Goddard.
Number one seed, Clint Goddard of Royalton Upsala against Hunter Koski of Nashua Keewatin Greenway. Boys in Section 7 like to eat. This is one of the rare, totally full brackets here, the heavyweights. Right now, Messman and Roth locked up. Holding forwards, Tony Kierstead has won his match. I got to see what that does for the opponent. Kierstead, a winner over Dane Schultz of Mille Lacs. So that means Kierstead will face Royalton Upsala's Kyle Lang in the semis. That's at 182. The 182 semis are set. Lang and Kierstead, Daler and Jedlicka. That's a pretty good semifinal tomorrow. Messman and Roth at heavyweight. No points yet. They've gone at it a minute. Gottich has a 2-0 lead over on the other heavyweight match. All three mats occupied by the big fellas right now. 43 seconds left for Messman and Roth. Messman, a late addition to the Husker team. He's built an 11-3 record since coming out, a senior. Roth, 22-12, a junior for the Gobblers. Right now, Deer Rivers, Jared Rabbit, and Shane Carlson of Ogilvy going at it. Couple of 20-win kids there. Carlson's 20-7. Rabbit is 23-13. Rabbit with a good tight headlock on. He might pin him there. And there's the pin for Deer River's Jared Rabbit. So Deer River has a semifinalist at heavyweight.
From Black Duck, Cass Lake, Mina, Chase Johnson.
And now let's focus on mat three, where Austin Gall will come out. Gall gets Chase Johnson, a freshman for the Bears with a record of 2-6. Gall, a senior, 23-14. No score after one for Roth and Messman. Gottich wins his match over Hunter Koski of Nashua Keewatin Greenway. So the number one seed, Gottich, into the semis. Gall getting ready to go against Chase Johnson. The winner gets Jared Rabbit of Deer River.
From Deer River, Jared Rabbit.
So Gall and Johnson ready to go. And we're underway.
The winner on mat one. On a fall.
Austin Gall and Chase Johnson. Here's Gall with the takedown early. Trying to run a half. He's turning him. Austin is going to pick up some near fall points just 20 seconds in. Gall with Johnson to his back. Messman and Roth are scoreless. And there's a reversal. Messman will get two. Messman scores on Roth. And now Roth switches 2-2 there. And Austin Gall has just pinned Chase Johnson. That didn't last long for Austin Gall. He's into the semis. And now one match going, and it's at the heavyweight between Michael Roth of Aiken, Matt Messman of Holdingford. The winner gets top-seeded Clint Gottich of Royalton Upsala in the semis. 2-2. Second period, 45 seconds. Messman with a takedown. Roth with a reverse. Here's Roth elevating Messman. Messman briefly down to the mat. Now up again on his feet. Trying to free the hands. And he does.
Austin Gall.
Messman now up 3-2. And they re-engage in the middle. Messman is the 4 seed. Roth the 5 seed here. The winner gets the 1 seed, Gottich. And as I look at the way the seedings, the I guess you'd call it the upset of this bracket was Jared Rabbit, who was listed as a 6 seed, pinning 3rd seed Shane Carlson of Ogilvie.
This one, it will start at 5:45. Beginning with the 106-pound weight class.
There will be a round of wrestlebacks coming up at 5:45.
Starting at 5:45.
And period 3 underway. Messman is going to cut Roth loose, and we've got a tie match. 3-3. Messman and Roth at heavyweight to get to the semis to face top seed Clint Gottich, who takes a chair mat side to watch his next opponent. Messman and Roth on their feet, locked up near the middle. Now Roth pushes Messman away. A minute 35 to go.
First wrestleback match at 106 pounds will be Hunter Anderson from Ogilvie.
Again, wrist control for Messman. We get a stall on Roth. And that's a point.
Second
stall call on Roth puts Messman ahead 4-3.
Enter Aiken, Luke Pilarski.
4-3 on a stall. And we're down to a minute 8 left in the third. Messman and Roth. Now Roth trying to throw from up top. Messman pushes him away. He controls Roth's right wrist. Freeing the hand now is Roth. Roth a junior, Messman a senior, and they push each other away. 45 seconds left. And a stalling point for Messman has him ahead, 4-3. Roth just looked at the clock, knowing he needs a takedown to win it here. They separate again, 29 seconds left. Roth tries to shoot, and there's a stall on Messman. His first stall call, 20 seconds left. They're going at it hard now. Who's got what left in the gas tank here? 13 seconds. Messman has been warned for stalling. He's got to stay aggressive. And they go out of bounds with 7 seconds. The difference is a stalling point against Roth. Roth tries a reach for the head. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Messman will hold on and win. Messman wins it 4-3. And the difference was a stalling call in the third. Messman gets top seed Clint Gottich in the semis tomorrow. So now that completes the quarterfinal round here at the Section 7 individual tournament. And the only thing left to accomplish tonight now is wrestleback action. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at what is still to come. We should have Luke Gert still to wrestle tonight.
The winner on mat 2 on ABC.
So we'll be back. We'll take a look at the way the brackets have shaped up so far here at Piers tonight.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
My fellow classmates, this is the most exciting time of our lives. A time to IM, a time to talk about each other, a time to play video games so late you sleep all day and your mom covers for you. Yeah. We'll never forget what we experienced together, like watching TV and driving around and stopping at the drive-thru. These are the times to remember, like that one time that funny thing happened to that one guy, or what's his name, or maybe it was that one girl. Anyway. To everyone we never really knew, let's party a lot this summer, because you always seemed really cool in physics or whatever. Today, nothing's out of reach, except college, since we pretty much blew the last 4 years. But they were the best years of our lives. I believe we can fly. I believe we can touch the sky. Maybe that's last night talking. Who knows?
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you don't do anything now, you might not do much later. Get involved and get something worth remembering. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Yep, let's do that. Yeah. Welcome back to the MAC. We are in a bit of a break period due to mandated rest time for wrestlers. We've got five more matches. Just five wrestleback matches to go, and then we'll be finished tonight. So it'll be a short night tonight. So far, here's what we know. We'll start at 106. Reese Kapsner with a pin in the quarterfinals. Reese is the 2 seed over Bradley Bernou of Mille Lacs area. And I did not see who came out on the Alex Lang-Luke Pilarski match from Aiken Holding Ford. I'll try and find that out as soon as possible. That would be Reese's opponent. We know that the top seed from Black Duck Castlake Bina, Andrew Nissen, with a pin. He gets Brady Long, the 4 seed out of Deer River, in a semifinal. At 1:13, the semis are set. Top seed Jace Geving of Deer River gets Bradley Ryan of Ogilvy. And third-seeded Jake Andres gets number 2 seed Silas Berg. I believe they were all pins in those quarterfinals.
From Aiken, Luke Pilarski.
At 1:20, Tech Fall for number 1 seed Brandon Ortman, 18-3 to advance to the semis. And I didn't see who his opponent will be. It will either be Kevin Blazek of Crosby Ironton or Kane Owens of Aitken. a winner of that one. The other semifinal is number 2, Jamal Baird of Deer River, against 3rd seed Ryan Scraw of Holdingford. At 126, Spencer Tibbetts beat Luke Gertz 9-0, so Luke will be in one of the 5 wrestleback matches yet to come tonight. Top seed Jackson Held will get Spencer Tibbetts. Luke's not wrestling tonight? Okay. So, scratch that. So he will be in a wrestleback round tomorrow, which would be after the semifinals, I believe.
We're going to begin the wrestlebacks.
Zach Scott of Holdingford with a pin. He's the 1 seed at 132. Andrew Tamala of Piers is the 2 seed. He also had a pin, so he's into the semis.
At 106 pounds. From Crosby Ironton, Nate Williams. From Aiken.
For the Pioneers at 138 pounds, Jalen Jansen with a pin to advance, and he will get Royalton Upsala's Randall Fernelius in the semifinals. Dan Nordine of Aiken is the top seed. He was a winner. He's into the semis. And I believe it was Aaron Maleska of Holdingford over Tim Kent of Mille Lacs area. So the semis at 138 are set. Nordine of Aiken, Maleska of Holdingford. That's a 1-4 seed there. And then Jalen Jansen, one of the surprises, a pin over number 2 seed Ian Frenzel of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. Jalen, a 7 seed with a stick, so he's into the semis against Rendell Fornelius, the 3 seed from Royalton Upsala. At 145, Lane Gertz is in the semis. Lane pinned Mason Preston of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. And that's a heck of a semi, a rematch tomorrow for Gertz and Jared Novak of Aiken tomorrow. Semifinal, Nick Borchert is the 1 seed from Mille Lacs area, and he'll get either Cole Platt or Ty Held of Royalton Upsala. Colton Eichens did not take the mat tonight, as he had a bye into the semifinals. The number 1 ranked and number 1 seeded Eichens, he will face Chris Colgraf of Mille Lacs area in the semis at 152 tomorrow. Mason Frenzel of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena, 1 semifinals. He's the 2 seed. And he'll get, I believe, Chris Jackson of Aiken in the semis, who I think I heard beat Taylor Nitz, the Holdingford Husker. At 160 pounds, semifinals tomorrow. They didn't even wrestle 160 tonight because there were no quarterfinal matches. Only 4 entrants here. So the semifinals tomorrow, Noah Landris, the 1 seed, against 4th seed Jonathan Schmid of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. And number 2 seed Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala against 4th seed Dalton Feldhaus. Excuse me, a 3 seed Dalton Feldhaus of Nashwauk, Keewatin Greenway.
26 pounds from Crosby Ironton.
At 170 pounds, Brett Kapsner is into the semis with a pin over Ogilvy's Gage Peterson.
6 pounds from Crosby Ironton.
He'll get, I believe, Luke Thompson of Mille Lacs, who defeated International Falls' only wrestler, Nick Hedke. Jonah Perrin of Aiken is the 2 seed. He won over Carson Halls by fall. So he's into the semis against either Trevor Smith of Black Duck or Nolan Prokot of Holdingford. And they're continuing on with wrestleback action. Only 5 of these matches, and then that'll be it for the night. The semifinals at 182 will be pretty attractive tomorrow. Number one seed Kyle Lang of Royalton Upsala will get number four Tony Kierstead of Holdingford. And third seed Teddy Daler of Piers against two seed Cooper Jedlicka of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. That'll be a good weight class tomorrow to watch. There was no 195-pound action tonight. Only four wrestlers entered in that bracket, so they're all in the semis tomorrow. One seed Nathan Brinker of Holdingford against fourth seed Nathan Garner, Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway. And then second seed Alan Bast of Aiken will wrestle Black Duck Cass Lake Bena's Hunter Wilkowski, the three seed. At 220, Tanner Templin, the number one seed. A quick pin over Andrew Grippentrog of Crosby Ironton tonight. He'll get Cole Feldy of Ogilvy in the semis tomorrow. While Walker Nienaber of Holdingford will face Kyle Lynn of Aiken in the other 220-pound semi. And at heavyweight, the semis are set. It'll be top seed Clint Gottich of Royalton Upsala against Matt Messman, the four seed from Holdingford. Jared Rabbit, the three seed from Deer River, against second seeded Austin Gall of Piers. Austin with a pin over Chase Johnson of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. So the full bracketed heavyweight bracket is set for the semis. So we continue with WrestleBack rounds, and then we'll close her down for tonight. Now, wrestling action resumes again tomorrow. If you didn't make it to Piers tonight, 12 o'clock. It's a one all-day session tomorrow. They'll start with the semifinals tomorrow, then go into WrestleBacks, second and third rounds. This is the first round of WrestleBacks tonight. And then about 4 o'clock, it may start earlier, they will have the placing matches. So we should be out of here late afternoon tomorrow, and we'll know who will represent Section 7A a week from tonight. Can you believe it? We'll be under the big top of the XL Energy Center at this time 7 days from now. We'll also already know how the Pioneers do as a team if they would have brought home a trophy. We'll take a look at the team tournament coming up in St. Paul and how the seeding shook out. That happened the other day. We'll find out what the matchups are there. It's Section 7A Wrestling here tonight.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammon, representing the Piers Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and YouAreTheirSports.com.
I'm proud to announce this year's Snowball King, the All-State power forward, Chris McCafferty.
Well, I hate to say it, but you're going to need a few more crowns. I mean, I'm just a regular guy. If I get a crown, everyone else should too. After all, if it wasn't for Coach convincing me to play basketball, I'd still be a big, lumbering, goofy dude with not a lot to talk about. You deserve a crown, Coach. And my girlfriend, Jenny, she tells me what to wear so I don't look stupid. She deserves one too. And my brother, Pete, where are you, Pete? Come get a crown, buddy. Pete made sure I didn't get made fun of my freshman year. And Greg, thanks for all the rides home, man.
Participation in high school sports teaches students sportsmanship and fairness.
And Brian, dude, remember when you were going to ask Jenny to the prom and you decided not to?
A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Couldn't have done it without you, Mom.
All right, we're back at the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. As we, I believe, have three more wrestleback rounds to go, and then that'll end tonight. It'll take us through the quarterfinal rounds. It'll take us through the first round of wrestlebacks. Now let's take a look at the team matchups. The state tournament next Thursday at the XL in St. Paul. In Class A, and again, the State High School League assigns seeds to the top five teams. And then there are three wild card draws. Pierce, in their fifth straight state tournament, has never been seeded. I thought they might have an outside shot this year, but not the case. They were a wild card draw, and the name out of the hat, Red Frazee. Piers and Frazee next Thursday at 11 o'clock at the XL Energy Center.
On deck at 180.
In Piers's half of the bracket, the third seed, Cougars of Zumbrota Mazeppa High School. They are out of always tough Section 1. If you don't think Section 1 is tough, just ask them. They'll tell you.
Porterfield.
West Central Area Ashby-Evansville. They will be the opponent for Zumbrota Mazeppa West Central, a wild card draw. The winners would meet each other in the semis at 1 o'clock. Same for the consolation semis, a 1 o'clock. So Piers will definitely wrestle at 11 and 1 o'clock on Thursday. If they win any one of those two, they would be in action later on in the day. The consolation and third place matches are at 5 o'clock. The state championship at 7 o'clock. In the upper half of the bracket, the number one seed are the Mineota Vikings out of Section 3. They're looking for a great year. They won the Prep Bowl this year. Atwater Cosmos Grove City is the wild card draw for top seed Mineota. Pierce has defeated Atwater this year. They did it here a couple of weeks ago. And the 4-5 seed, fourth seed, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial out of Section 4. And the fifth seeded Huskies of Jackson County Central will be their opponent in their quarterfinal. All four quarters will go on at one time. Four mats on the floor. They put eight mats down on the floor of the XL Energy Center. And at 11 o'clock, you'll have Class A going. Actually, it gets going at 9 o'clock Thursday morning, Double A and Triple A matches. Class A, in the rotation year by year, gets the 11 o'clock start. There have been years where we've started the 9 o'clock round, but this year it's 11 o'clock. In Double A, the matchups have number one seed Simley Spartans. Their wild card draw, the Trojans of Worthington. Also in that bracket is the 4-5 matchup, fourth seeded Totino Grace against fifth seeded Perham. In the bottom bracket, Scott West is the number three seed. The number three seeded Scott West team will have Malacca as their wild card opponent. And the number 2 seed, Albert Lea area. They drew the Foley Falcons. I was in Maple Lake last night talking with the Irish folks, and boy, they are still talking about how close they came to beating Foley for their section championship. Annandale Maple Lake was up 25-0 through seven weights against Foley. Foley won the last seven but scored one more point, and they ran it off 26 unanswered to defeat Annandale Maple Lake 26-25 in that section final. So Foley, a wild card against Albert Lea. You could be looking at a Foley-Malacca matchup. Wouldn't that be something? We've seen it before down there. But that's one of the great rivalries in Minnesota wrestling is Foley-Malacca. They pack the place either in Foley or Malacca every year. And it's sure to be one of the louder crowds if that matchup develops either in the semis or consolation round next Thursday. And in AAA, believe it or not, it's not a given that Apple Valley is going to win the AAA title this year. St. Michael Albertville thinks they're going to have something to say about it. Apple Valley is the number one seed. Their wild card draw is White Bear Lake. And these AAA matches start at 9 o'clock. Apple Valley, White Bear Lake. The other part of that bracket is the 4-5 matchup. Fourth seed Farmington, fifth seeded Prior Lake. In the bottom bracket, Wilmer, undefeated on the year. Wilmer is the 3 seed. They get wild card Centennial in their first round matchup. And then it's number 2 seed St. Michael Albertville. The Knights get the champions of Region 8, the Moorhead Spuds. They will be the opponents for St. Michael Albertville. So Piers and Frazee, we've seen it 3 times before at the XL Energy Center. The 4th time comes up Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Piers is 1-2 all time against Frazee at the X. In 2004, it was a semifinal win for the Pioneers in that electrifying match with the Hornets. Piers would go on the next day. That's when the tournament ran at team competition in 3 consecutive days. A couple of years ago, they switched to a 1-day format for the team. But I kind of like the old way better. I like the drama and the suspense that got built up day by day by day.
We have one match remaining, but the allowable start time for this match is 6:10, so we will have to wait a few minutes.
One more match, and it's mandatory wait time on that one. So
just a reminder,
Piers would go on to defeat Wabasso in the state championship that year after beating Frazee in the semis. So I think that's going to do it for us tonight. We will not wait around for that last match, as we'll wrap it up here. 6 o'clock is a good time to stop, I would say. So Piers, the host site of the Section 7A individual tournament. What a job. Hats off to the crew at Royalton last Friday night hosting the team tournament. And in case you're wondering, quite a wide geographical map for Section 7A all the way up to International Falls. They brought one kid down here. It's a heck of a bus ride for him. They probably didn't charter a bus. Stuck him in a Volkswagen. Gave him gas money. You've got Royalton Upsala locally. Piers the host team. Mille Lacs coming over from Onamia and Isle. Ogilvy coming over. It's a haul from Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway up on the Iron Range to come down. We mentioned International Falls with a long ride. Deer River had to get up early and leave. Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bena's got a haul to come down here. Aiken, Holdingford local. So those are the teams. There's another team in the section, but they don't have anybody here, or they chose not to. That's a high school called Northwoods High, and that is located in Cook, Minnesota, way up on the North Shore. That's way up above Ely, I believe. So, yeah, you could put on some miles if you were doing some scouting in Section 7A. So tomorrow's action begins at noon. It'll start with the individual semifinals, continue with second and third rounds of WrestleMax, and then the placing matches should start approximately at 4 o'clock. It'll probably start sooner than that. So we're waiting on one match. There's a mandatory wait time. They'll finish that off, and then folks have already started to pack up and clear out. We'll see you tomorrow for more wrestling. Section 7A, Day 2, begins at noon tomorrow right here on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow back here in Pierce.